Hello, friends. Welcome to this month's Behind the Scenes. I'm a little mellow. I am struggling with a bronchial infection. I started getting sick on Christmas Eve, the day I arrived here in Aspen, which is where I am now, and got progressively worse over the next couple of days. Today is the first day that I've started to feel better. I can tell I'm on the road to recovery, so I'm a little bit mellow, and I was realizing when it was time to turn in this month's Behind the Scenes to my team, I'm like, I don't really have a lot of videos from this month. And I think that's just a testament to everything that's been going on. I have been head down, working, packing, and wrapping everything up for the end of the year and getting everything ready for 2023. So Behind the Scenes this month is gonna be me struggling to get through this without coughing a lot and just sharing with you what's been going on behind the scenes. So the first thing that I just want to share with you, it's not what's been going on, but I think it'll be helpful because at the end of the day, that's what these behind the scenes are for. I want them to either inspire or entertain or educate you. And in relationship to me having this bronchial infection, I've been getting these every year, probably for the last 4 to 5 years. And I used to be the kind of person who never got sick. I felt like my immune system was like a bull. I was just like strong. And again, it's very frustrating. So for those of you who seem to get sick a lot and you just can't, you know, don't feel well, I get it. It's very frustrating. And I also believe that the body wants to heal. But I will say that one of the pillars that I talk about a lot within the membership is our environment. And I do think our environments have the ability to help us heal and thrive and blossom and flourish, or our environments can cause us to be sick emotionally, physically, mentally. Now, can you thrive in a suppressed environment? I think it's possible, but I also think it's very, very hard. I think sometimes we need to pick ourselves up and put ourselves in different environments. And so I was thinking about me getting sick every winter and being in a very dry and cold environment. And one of the things I'm most excited about is actually placing myself in a very humid environment again. And I will try my best not to complain in the summers when it is hot and humid. Okay, I'm gonna try really hard because I really feel like right now my body is just craving humidity. And so I am praying and fingers crossing that this will help me not continue to get these recurring bronchial infections. So that was just a little side note. Now to tell you what I've been up to and what's been going on in my life. First of all, packing. I'm heading to Charlotte in a couple of weeks by the time you watch this. I'm so looking forward to being back home close to my family. My parents are getting older. My dad was just put into the hospital last month and I wasn't able to be close to him. And so I'm excited to be closer to my parents, closer to my family, and to be back on the East Coast. I'm really looking forward to it. Quick flight to New York, quick flight to Miami, quick flight to Europe compared to where I am now. I'm super, super excited. So the other thing is I've been finalizing my house plans. So I don't know if you know this, but I am not only buying my first home, but I'm also building it, which is crazy with everything else that's been going on. I've noticed my brain wanting to tell me, you should wait to do this. You don't have enough time to really do it the way you want to. And I just realized that's what my brain always likes to tell me about anything that I want to do. And so one of the things that I've been doing that has been really helpful is time blocking. I do this anyway. If you look at how I schedule blocks of time to create results. Well, I've just added in a house designing block into my week. And so every week I've been just putting time in my calendar and saying like, this is what I want to accomplish during this period of time. I want to decide on windows, or I want to come up with some concepts for my living room. And so that's been very, very useful and has helped me not go into overwhelm.
Hey, all the way up. Stretch it out. Good. Keep good. Take a deep breath in. Blow it out. Good. Okay, put that leg back, control down low. Good. Flatten those heels. Press those thumbs down. Keep that butt high in the air. Good. Flatten the heels. Keep working, flatten the heels. Go down. Body tight. Go. Squeeze it. Hold. Push up. Squeeze it down. Step to the other way.
Bring your body up a little bit higher. Pull. There you go. And pull your chest to your knee. Come on. Pull. Good. Now I want you to speed it up a little. 5, 4, 3. Pull. 2. There you go. 1. Everyone.
Aspen, we are heading to dinner. Look how beautiful this is. It's snowing. Look at the lights. And I'm going to try not to slip and fall because it is icy.
Just hold on to
What's been your favorite part of Christmas?
Just being here with you, baby.
Mwah. What are you most looking forward to in 2023?
Moving to North Carolina. And, Pickleball,
yes. And we were just talking about doing like couple fitness goals for next year. So we're trying to figure out what that's going to be. I will keep you all posted. But
bringing it to you, ladies.
Yeah. But yeah, let's make 2023 awesome. What do you think? You in?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, we are walking down to my favorite little restaurant in Aspen called French Alpine Bistro. It is so cute and romantic. Okay, so packing, finalizing house plans. I don't know if you've seen yet. I bet you have because you're watching this, which means you have been into the membership site. But we've been working very hard behind the scenes to update the membership. We have wanted to streamline it to make it easier to navigate. We've also added in a brand new orientation that introduces you to the community, that introduces you to the culture of what we stand for and how to get the most out of your membership. So it's different from the old orientation, which was a course, right? So we have a brand new orientation, and then we also have the brand new self-image method. I'm going to be hosting a call separate from this to tell you all about the self-image method, but I am so excited about this new foundational course that I hope that you will take the time to go through to set you up for success within the membership. So that's been happening. I'm also doing the work right now of choosing my word of the year. This is something that I've been doing for years. There is an entire class on it within your membership. And I don't take this lightly. I put a lot of thought into my word of the year, into the energy that I feel called to embody to take me to the next level or to help me design the next version of my life. And so this week, while I've been sick, I've been going through actually the workbook that's included with the class within the membership to help me get really clear on my word of the year, which I'm sure I'm going to be sharing with you all in the membership really, really soon. What else? I've been playing a lot of pickleball. I am addicted, you all. My friends are dying laughing. They send me pickleball videos all the time now. I literally have to be just dragged off the court. I love it so much. We played one day for 6 solid hours. Could not stop playing. I was so sore the next day. But it's so much fun, and I've been thinking about next year because while I have an extraordinary goal that's around my business, I know that in order to create that extraordinary goal, to achieve it, it's going to require the most joyful and healthiest version of me. And so I've been thinking about all of the things that I want to accomplish this year that will help me to achieve my extraordinary goal. And one of them is around playing pickleball. I want to play a certain amount of pickleball every single week, as well as I've been thinking about making it a progress goal to run / walk 1 mile every single day for the entire year, except for Sundays. 1 mile without exception, unless I'm sick, unless I physically cannot do it every day for 365 days with the exception of Sunday, or if it's a travel day where I'm like traveling all day. So I haven't decided yet. I'm like, do I want to commit to that? Because I don't take these commitments lightly. I don't like to overpromise and underdeliver to myself. And so I really spend time thinking about my why, thinking about the level of commitment, and deciding from a place of just devout commitment to myself. And so I've been playing around with possibly doing that. I will let you know if I do decide that. One of the other things that I did commit to, and it's going really well, is not shopping for 6 months. That was something I had to like take a step back and really ask myself, do I want to do this? Am I really committed? And the answer was yes. And that will be over in March. And I can't wait to update you all with that and all that's come up for me and how it's felt to not shop for 6 months. And the no shopping has been for myself. So I've been able to shop for other people for Christmas. And I've also allowed myself to shop for like beauty products if I run out of lotions and that sort of thing. But anything that goes into my closet, I have not bought. And I'm not doing that for 6 months. So there's that. And then the last thing that I want to share with you all, something that I'm really proud of, is that I have planned my entire year. 365 days, the overall framework has been planned. I have laid out with the business all of our promotions, the content themes for each month within the membership for the entire year. I've been working with my content manager on planning out the monthly topics for the edit. Those aren't completely finalized, but we'll be using the content for the membership to influence what we share in the edit. So I feel like almost all of that's done as well. All of my vacations, I've plugged them in. Now, the day-to-day stuff, like when I'm going to work out, that has not been planned. But the overall framework for my entire year has. And I will tell you, I have never done this in my business, ever. I've always been like 1 month to the next kind of gal. And I thought about the next version of me and my business goals. And that version of me doesn't go month to month. She takes a step back and she looks at the bigger picture and she plans on a much bigger level. Now, what I will say is that that requires that you sit down and you spend a lot of time thinking ahead of time. It's not an easy process. You really have to think on your business, on your life, in a much deeper way than I think a lot of people are used to doing. And it takes time. But I also believe that that time that I invested up front is gonna save me time down the road, because I'm not gonna be interrupted making all of these little decisions that I could have made ahead of time. And I also think just the energy of doing that, it's impacting how I show up in my business, in my life, with my team. And so I'm really, really excited of the results of doing this. And I would love to answer any questions that you have about that. So for any of you that are a VIP at our cocktail parties, this is like a perfect topic to talk about. But I'm really proud of myself because I used to have this belief that planning at such an extreme level was very constricting and limiting. And what I've come to discover is that it's actually the opposite. I feel so much freedom from doing this. So I love you all. I want to thank you for an incredible year. I want to thank you for bringing your extraordinary energy into this community. My big extraordinary goal, if I haven't shared it with you yet, is I want to collect 5,000 after stories in the next 3 years. 5,000 after stories. That's a lot. And I'm committed, and I would love for you to be one. I want to help every single one of you create your after over and over and over again. Because I don't think we just have one after. I think we achieve this one and then we are looking at the next one. But more importantly, I want us to have so much fun doing it, because if it's not fun, what are we doing? I want us to create from a place of excitement and love and joy and abundance. And I also want us to blow our minds with what we're capable of. So thank you once again for being a part of this incredible community. It wouldn't be what it is without you. I love you. And I look forward to spending another year with you within the School of Self-Image. Cheers.